A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. In our first reading today, we hear about the wisdom of God, and this wisdom who leaves her house to come and search for us. She wants to guide us along the path to God. She's a faithful friend who wants to help us in difficult moments, to guide us, to help us make decisions. We can put our trust in this lady wisdom, our friend, our lamp. Maybe she is the light that was given to us on the day of our baptism to help us walk the dark road at times, the road that we don't always see so clearly. In our story, parable, in today's gospel, we hear about these 10 young maidens who are waiting for the bridegroom to show up. Some of them brought plenty of oil to keep their lamps burning, and others didn't bring much at all. Well, as might be expected, the lamps went out on some of the maidens, and they were not able to be ready and prepared when the bridegroom arrived. The foolish ones, because of this, lost the opportunity to have the great encounter with the bridegroom. There's a monk in Vietnam, from Vietnam, Thich Nhat Hanh, who has a wonderful saying. He says, "Life is available only in the present moment. If you're distracted, if your mind isn't there where your body is, then you're probably going to lose your appointment with life." Wow. Who wants to lose his or her appointment with life? How important it is for us to be rooted in the present moment, to be here and now, to have oil in our lamps for the great moment of encounter. What does it mean to live in the present moment? What does it mean when a parent's child comes up and just wants to sit in mom or dad's lap and have some fun and some quiet time and some joyful presence? Mom or dad are busy about many other things or watching television. How important it is to live the moment. If your son or daughter plops into your lap, then that's the sign that that's what you are to do in the present moment. That's what it means to have your lamp lit. Are we awake? Are we ready? Are we here? Or do we live our lives so distracted that we actually can't see the face of God who is smiling at us at any given moment? The 5 foolish women in the gospel today were distracted. They couldn't see that Jesus, the bridegroom, had in fact arrived. Sometimes we're just so busy with so many things. We're so busy about doing what we have planned to do that we miss the gift of the present moment. We're lost in our thoughts, lost on the way. Sisters and brothers, Jesus is the bridegroom. He's the beloved one of our hearts who's coming. He's near, and he's crazily in love with us. Are we here? Are we present? Are we ready? Do we have our lamps lit? Is the door of our heart open? Or have we become lost in too many worries, too many plans? Life is available only in the present moment. If you're distracted, you lose your appointment with life. Is there anything that could be more tragic than to lose our appointment with life? So let's keep our lamps lit, our eyes open, our hearts ready. Sometimes life is tough, and we know that. Sometimes we just live life kind of halfway, as if we were asleep or half dead spiritually. Today's readings are speaking to us strongly. Wake up. Christ is coming. Christ is near. Christ is here. Today is the moment. Today we are invited to open our eyes and hearts and welcome Christ once again into our lives. Our lamps lit, our eyes open, and the door ready to be opened to welcome in the bridegroom, Christ. Do we see him?